Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, for many small business owners, social media is a key part of their marketing strategy, but it's easy to make mistakes that will cost you time and money. Here to help is Rachel Strella, is the founder of Strella Social Media, a social media management company serving dozens of clients nationally. Rachel, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So one of the biggest questions I get from small business owners is, I know I need to do social media, but where do I start?
Yeah, you want to start with a plan for what that looks like. Most business owners have real no concrete plan for getting going. They just sort of throwing spaghetti at the wall. So you really want to figure out what those goals are that you're trying to achieve with social media. You need to know who your audience is. And then you also need to know how you're going to reach them, with what message are you going to convey.
So give us an example. What should some of the goals be?
The goals could be engagement. It could be having people that are on your fan page or people that interact with you on Twitter that want to actually have something to do with your brand. 80%, almost 90% of people are lurkers, so they see the content, but they're not interacting with it. So a goal, especially for a small business, would be engagement of the audience, people that are actually interacting with the brand. Another goal would be driving website traffic. That's a great use of social media.
And then your second thing was, you got to figure out your audience. How do you determine that?
Well, if you're already in business, you have customers. Well, I hope. I know how small business goes. But if you have customers, that's a start. You can use all kinds of things to get the customers already on board, but then you can target similar customers or prospects the same way. Other times, people find you online. If you have a small business and you have a national or even international audience, you have a lot more opportunities available to you to reach the masses, really.
And so then how do you go out and actually reach these people? Because, again, that's the key.
Well, you want to start with integration. If you have, let's say, a customer list or an email list, you know, you can import that into custom audiences in Facebook. You could be sending them information when they check out at your store with follow us at Facebook or follow us on Twitter. You know, that's always a great way to jumpstart that audience. Beyond that, it's going to really depend on the specific target and the goals that you want to achieve with that audience. If you're looking to expand your reach beyond your customers, then you need to be thinking about things like lookalike lists, which are something you can use with Facebook. Or you can be finding ways to draw people in with content, which is huge. And that's a big part of a strategy, and it's also a big part of what's changed in the social media environment as well.
So tell us about what the lookalike list, Rachel, really look like. I'm taking my set of customers and putting it into Facebook. How does that work?
Yes. If you have a business page on Facebook, you can take the customer list you have and you can import it into an area called Custom Audiences. And this is where retargeting comes into play. You can already target those customers, but Facebook lets you do this neat little thing called lookalike. You literally select that list and say, create a list just like these people. So whatever data Facebook has on the people in that list, they're going to create a similar list of people that you can target. And the best part about that is when you're ready to target that audience, let's say your business is in Memphis and you don't want to reach everybody, you just want Memphis, you can limit that when you're ready to actually put a post out there and say, I only want it to reach within 25 miles of Memphis. Anybody who has that lookalike characteristic. It's a really neat and powerful tool.
So, Rachel, what are some of the biggest mistakes that small businesses make when they're trying to use social media as part of their marketing strategy?
The biggest one is really not having a plan to start, but then not executing that plan. Many people will delegate this to their admin assistant or an intern. Also, what I see, especially for small businesses, is that the business owners themselves try to take it on. And I find that's not sustainable. You have a business to run. So I would definitely recommend that you find the adequate resources to keep it consistent and to do it well, to actually meet those goals. That's how I started a social media management business, was most people wanted that strategy, but then they couldn't execute on it.
I think this is really interesting because a lot of people would not do their own advertising campaign. They would not do their own branding. But somewhere along the line, they think they can do their own social media really effectively.
Right. And I think that mindset is because social media is still semi-new compared to all the other media that's out there, there's still the mindset that they don't want to allocate the resources to do that efficiently. They can just do it themselves. But that's where having a plan is really important, because executing that plan to the T and actually analyzing the results are key to making social media work.
And I think we get that because a lot of owners are used to using social media on a personal basis, and they think that using it for their business is exactly the same, but it isn't.
Correct. Well, I'll say that especially if you're a small business, your personal brand is relevant. You're selling yourself in some instances, especially in a service, but a business social media presence cannot be the same. I hear people say that they have their son do it when he comes back from college, but the son doesn't really know how to represent the business online. That's just a whole different way of going about what social media can do.
Absolutely. Rachel, thanks for being on the show. You want to reach Rachel, you can go to www.strellasocialmedia.com. Rachel, thanks again.
Thank you, Barry.
This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.